This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he's been indicted for allegedly mishandling classified documents, and he plans to surrender as requested to federal authorities in Miami on Tuesday. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
In a four-minute video he posted on his Truth social media platform Thursday evening, Trump called the indictment a boxes hoax.
It's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
Media reports say Trump faces seven counts, including willfully retaining national defense secrets in violation of the Espionage Act, making false statements, and conspiring to obstruct justice. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's emergencies minister claimed on Friday its rescue teams have evacuated more than 1,500 people, including 154 children, from flood-hit areas in parts of the Kherson region that Moscow controls. The ministry shared footage showing the evacuation of residents from areas flooded after the collapse of a southern Ukrainian dam and the distribution of water to those in need. Thousands of people are believed to be trapped by floodwaters spread across a swath of southern Ukraine. Three people were lightly wounded after a drone crashed into a residential building in southwestern Russia near Ukraine, a regional governor said, exposing the latest vulnerabilities in the country's air defense systems as President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine increasingly affects Russia's soil. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fighting in and around the Sudanese capital of Khartoum has taken a heavy toll on civilian lives as the UN and international aid agencies warn civilians face severe shortages of water, power, food, and essential medical supplies are running low. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The warnings from the UN and Red Cross come as the United States and Saudi Arabia Friday said the warring parties have agreed to a 24-hour ceasefire beginning Saturday morning local time. The mediators, however, acknowledge that both sides violated all previous ceasefires. In addition, on Thursday, Sudanese authorities linked to the army declared UN envoy Volker Perthes persona non grata. They said Perthes did not respect national sovereignty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations and U.S. say they are temporarily suspending food aid to Ethiopia because supplies are being diverted. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The announcement brings fears that malnutrition could rise in Ethiopia. Some 20 million Ethiopians are reliant on humanitarian food supplies. Much of it comes from the USAID and the UN's World Food Program, which have both announced they are suspending food aid because it's not getting to those who need it. Donors haven't said who's responsible. The U.S. describes it as a widespread and coordinated diversion. An internal document from the Humanitarian and Resilience Donor Group, seen by the AP, said the scheme appears to be orchestrated by Ethiopian government entities with military units benefiting. World Food Program Executive Director Cindy McCain says food diversion is absolutely unacceptable, and we welcome the government of Ethiopia's commitment to investigate and hold accountable those responsible. I'm Jennifer King.
The Philippines is evacuating residents near Mayon Volcano as its increasing unrest indicated a violent eruption is possible in weeks or days. The area near its crater is supposed to be off limits, but people have built houses and tended farms in the danger zone anyway. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said an evacuation of residents from the permanent danger zone was underway. Authorities raised the alert level for the volcano Thursday after streams of gas, debris, and rocks cascaded down its slope. Two giant inflatable ducks are making a splash in Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor in the return of a pop art project that sparked a frenzy in the city a decade ago. The two 18-meter-tall yellow ducks by a Dutch artist resemble the bath toys many played with in their childhood. Shortly after the launch, dozens of residents and tourists flocked to the promenade to snap photos of them. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.